we'll continue with you, Terry, and it's time now for your second report, and it's an interview with an old friend of the Mooney Goes Wild programme.
It is indeed. I was in the Botanic Gardens for the launch of Sheena Jolly's new book. The book is called On Land and Water, and it all started for Sheena in 2006 when she visited Ireland's most northerly island, Inishtruhull, and she met the lighthouse keeper, Donal O'Sullivan, who suggested the idea of republishing his father's poems along with Sheena's wonderful photographs.
Well, it all started 18 years ago on the island of Inishtruhull, and I met the lighthouse keeper, Donal O'Sullivan. And after a few days, Donal said, would I republish his father's poems, DJ O'Sullivan, with my images? And I thought, whoa, you know, here's a great project and a challenge to do justice to these wonderful poems. So DJ O'Sullivan was also a lighthouse keeper, as were his three sons. And he also wrote for the Irish press for 45 years.
Some of the photographs in the book, they're quite difficult to get, so you must have had to go out and spend time looking to get, say, a photograph of a seal or a photograph of... Some of the photographs of the foxes are wonderful.
Maybe foxes are easier than some of the other animals, but I found what I had to do... I was doing daily visits to islands and I thought, this is ridiculous. I have to camp. I have to get there. I have to be there morning and evening to get the golden hour. And this was often tricky, and I'd persuade the boatmen, you know, will you please take me out and leave me there? I'll be fine. So Inishark is, the steps are destroyed by the sea. So the ferryman, Pat Concannon, would take me out, make sure I was stepped onto dry land, and then he'd throw my gear after me and leave me there and come back.
What was it like to spend nights alone on the island?
Oh, it was bliss. People used to say, you're not afraid. And I'd say, well, afraid of what? You know, no traffic, no people. But Beginish Island, the man who was renting that said, no, you can't camp there. The last photographer who came there drowned between the island and getting back into the boat. And I said, look, if anything happens to me, you can have all my gear. So I said, OK, we'll go.
He was happy with that.
He was happy. So nothing happened anyway. But you're photographing, you're concentrating. There's so much happening. You're up early, you're out late. You might take a break in the middle of the day. The light is too contrasty. So you're busy planning, thinking, pre-visualising and watching, looking and observing.
Not only are you a photographer, but you're also the judge on the Mooney Goes Wild Eye in Nature competition. Mm. As a judge on a competition like that and other competitions, when you go back to take photographs, are you thinking about, how would I rate this photograph?
When you're judging, you're applying the rules that you apply to yourself when you take a photograph. So you're looking for the same things that you strive to achieve in your own photographs. And then, of course, I had Matthew Jebb and Niall Hatch alongside me. So it was great that we had all three minds. And I must say, we mostly agreed on everything. Mm. So I think you're looking for something unusual. You want a photograph that gives a wow factor, that stands out from everything else, that isn't just a bird sitting still. Maybe it incorporates movement, or just some unusual behaviour would help achieve that wow factor. The wow factor makes a picture just stand out just by its merit. Sharp focus, proportion of the image is right, the 1/3, 2/3 rule. The light. I always also, what I like to achieve in some photographs is that eye contact that really brings the observer into the picture and shows them what you have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite photograph in the book?
Well, do you know, I think it's more about the memory it brings when I was capturing those photographs. And so for me, my favourite mammal is the otter. So if I've seen an otter, it's just a magic moment to get that shot.
Well, my favourite one was of the foxes. There was a couple of photos of foxes. There was one in the shadow of a tree, and he's just looking at the camera. What's it like when you see an animal like that looking at you when you're taking a photograph?
Oh, I'm always trying to get the eye contact. I love to get the eye contact. Yeah.
There were also two foxes. I think they were young foxes. They were kind of looking
pairing
over a mound.
Yeah.
That was a lovely photo.
I mean, if you sit quietly, I find... animals are curious. You know, if you're no threat to them, then, and you sit quietly, you will observe nature and just listen to this. There's a lot going on here in the botanical gardens. So if you sit quietly, for example, I'm going back to the otter. I had a big lens and I was trying to photograph otters because always I knew I'd have to photograph them from a distance. But I had to leave the camera down and just enjoy the moment because the otter, although elusive and shy, he's quite curious. So the otter came right up beside me. So I couldn't photograph him. I photographed, there is a shot when he's then gone down into the water and he's there looking at me again with all this curiosity. So that shot is in the book.
The other thing I noticed about the book as well too is you weren't afraid to put in really common birds. There was one of a blackbird and he feeding on a berry. Now that's a photograph that anybody could take.
Yeah.
You have done it and you've put it into the book as well.
Well, I've done it for a reason because when DJ O'Sullivan was describing his life in the lighthouse, his thoughts were never far from nature. So he's describing the wind whistle song on the windows and comparing it to the blackbird's song.
Yes, there's a lovely photograph to go with that as well, looking out of the window of the lighthouse.
Yes, yeah.
Just seeing what he actually saw.
Yeah. Tough life.
It was a very, very tough, a very lonely life and a very tough life.
Well, I mean, that's funny too. Occasionally in his nature poems, I detected sometimes loneliness. I think the poem is called Solitude, and that's where the blackbird comes in, because sweet peace fills his breast is what how he describes it, because he's actually very content.
What advice would you give people who are going out to take nature photographs?
I guess the first thing is know your subject. Really know what you're looking at, what you expect to see, so that you know how to set your camera in advance. And enjoy it. You know, I'm passionate about what I'm doing, I'm passionate about what I'm looking at. And if you are patient, your patient detection will bring fascinating insights. What's really wonderful about wildlife photography is you're going out and you're looking at birds, for example, in the breeding season, when they take on this fantastic, colourful plumage. And then you have the wonderful courtship rituals. And this gives me so much pleasure.
How did you come up with the name of the book, On Land and Water?
Well, that was easy. Because DJ O'Sullivan wrote for the Irish Press for 45 years. And that was a daily column called Land and Water. So we added On Land and Water.
Oh, very subtle indeed.
Yeah. And again, I go back to my favourite mammal, the otter, who's quite at home on land and water.
Because most of the photographs in the book, they're taken on the edge between land and water, literally on the seashore, whether it's on a rocky seashore, whether it's a seal, whether it's an otter, whether it's an oyster catcher. So you're literally in two worlds.
I guess I'm fascinated by water, you know, be it river, a lake or the sea. So I'm drawn to the water. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to make the most of that passion. And it married well with the descriptive poems of DJ O'Sullivan.
What reaction have you had to the book?
Amazing reaction. I've had such fantastic comments. I can't think of them now, but we had the first launch was in Skull a week ago and we had over 100 people. And we sold 83 books.
Wow.
So that was a great start.
And what do people say? What was their reaction?
They just love the book. They love the images. They love the partnership with the poems and the information that I'm providing. I've done quite a lot of research on our natural heritage and I've tried to supply that alongside the images.
What do you hope to achieve then from this book?
I'm passionate about the message that my images are conveying. And I hope that my work contributes to the general appreciation of our precious, beautiful and fascinating wildlife and inspires us all to protect it.
One thing I noticed about the book too, you're not afraid to shy away from topics like pollution and so on. I saw photographs there in the epilogue of a dead gannet and also a dead dolphin. This is not really what I was expecting from the book.
Well, you know, DJ died in 1993, and even then he was deeply concerned with what was happening to nature and wanted to make people more aware of the damage caused. And I think, you know, we really need to heed his words. In the epilogue, he says, "Pray that in this our generation, wildlife be saved through conservation, defilement and pollution no more found." So if you look at that gannet, alongside the picture of the gannet showing discarded fisherman's rope, there's a little picture there with no rope showing on the nest site. So that's happened in the last 18 years that has got so bad. So we can do something about it. The dolphin, that was a dolphin, came into the bay in front of me, in front of where I live. And it was a plastic ring that was around beer cans and he couldn't open his beak. So unfortunately he died. He came in to die and he did die, unfortunately.
So really what you're doing is you want to educate people as well. It's not just the nice picture, the unusual picture, the pretty picture, the one in the sunshine. Mm-hmm. It's also these pictures that will make people think about their actions.
Nature makes life worth living. And I think what I'm trying to do is make people appreciate nature. And if they appreciate it and they see the beauty, the fragility of it, they too will want to do their bit. So if we all do our bit and pick up any plastic that's lying around, which is happening, I think it'll become a better place.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry Flanagan. What's the book called again, Terry?
It's called On Land and Water.
And the photographs, I believe, are truly spectacular. Oh, Niall, you're very
stunning.
Familiar with Sheena Jolly's work.
I am. As Terry said there, Sheena was involved in the judging process for the Eye on Nature photo competition. And I had the great honour of judging alongside her. I'm a huge fan of her work. Also to see her photographic insights. She, you know, we had lots of very, very frank and lengthy discussions all around the shortlisting. As you do. And, you know, fighting your corner and all that. Her instincts for photographs are just absolutely superb. And this is an absolutely beautiful book. I can't recommend it highly enough. So hats off to Sheena and well done.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Terry.